Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
And welcome to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we call creation, laughingly. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers. And you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of light and life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction. Sorry, cat's attacking. One that blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once more. We go by different titles: watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers and journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and heavens, the list goes on and on and on, and it is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our very own individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call creation, so sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie and Mary Peeler, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Jeannie's in the chat room. She can answer any questions you may have. I do not multitask well, so she's the one you I am. She's me co-host. Excuse me. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to experience more of that amazing voice. I'm BarbaraDeLong.com, www.BarbaraDeLong.com. And our special guest today on Merry Monday is Mary Peeler, and she can be found at PsychicMediumMary.com. Before I start in, I want to thank so much, Reverend Ann Rose, for helping me out on the last two shows while I was trekking off down to Virginia to do readings and spirit circles. She hosted the show for two afternoons. She did two shows. And she was joined by James Luce and Rachel and an amazing special surprise guest, Bear Medicine Walker. hopped in on the second Wednesday to help do readings. It has been an adventure for me to turn my show over to someone else, and was spectacular. I can't think of better hands to put this show in than Ann. She was amazing. She didn't let guests not showing up and slight things like that disturb her. She just absolutely flowed right on and did a magnificent job, but no one would ever expect any less from her. And James, of course, was spectacular, and so was Rachel. And the fact that Bear actually came on and did readings on my show, it means I will definitely save that archive, only because she doesn't, you know, do that often. And at some point in time, I may be able to use it for blackmail. So all in all, it was a really cool trip. Excuse me. Now, my special guest today is not really a special guest. She is a special friend. And her name is Mary Peeler. Mary and I met a very long time ago on a show, and we were both co-hosts. And we have Walks with Thunder to thank for pulling us together. She is probably, since I got to know her, we met in 2009. And since then, we've become friends. And I have to tell you, first, she's a spectacular friend, but then she is also one of the most talented mediums ever. She is insightful. She is clear. She is accurate. She is profound. She has one of the most joyous spirits I have ever worked with. And to be able to have a Merry Monday with Mary Peeler is just the most magical thing that could possibly have happened to me today. So I'm going to bring Mary on. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Hi, Barbara. I'm laughing as always because we get to this point in the opening, and I'm usually just laughing, and I'm just having a good time already because it takes me so long to get signed in to do the comments here. And so I'm always feeling like, oh, my gosh, this is just lousy. And then you make me laugh, and it's like, oh, okay, this is pretty good. But I just hope one thing that now that I'm so happy being here is I just hope that I am never on your blackmail list.
No,
I've never stopped doing blog talk with you.
No, what happened was the guest that was supposed to be on the show last Wednesday, Nick Fox, because he's in Australia, got his dates screwed up because they're a day ahead of us and stuff. So Anne was left alone, and happily Chris from Curious Times and a lot of people kind of got involved, and somebody contacted Bear, and Bear hopped in to help. And Bear does not do readings. And
yeah.
I mean, she does readings. Let me take that back. She actually does phenomenal readings. But she doesn't really do the readings on the shows with Lizzie and me and stuff like that. She's more of a in the background person taking care of all sorts of other phenomenal stuff. And she just doesn't, you know, she does do amazing readings, and if anybody wants a reading from her, check out her website, because she does do phenomenal spiritual shamanistic readings. But the fast-paced ones that we do, it just isn't her thing. And so, and those of you who know Bear, she's not exactly, let me see, Her manner and her approach is not exactly quiet and calm, and so she got a little brisk with a couple of the callers, and then she apologized, and the chat room chimed in, oh, Barb does that all the time, don't worry about it. Apparently she wasn't really understanding of someone who had called in, you know, on 40 different shows and stuff like that. So but she was amazing, that she actually did readings, and that's why I figured she told me, she said, you may want to just delete that show. And I said, no, if you're reading on it, I'm saving it for blackmail sometime. And, you know, she laughed.
Well, if Bear's actually listening today, I hope she understands that I think that a reading from her would be spot on, accurate, and something that you would really pay attention to. So, Bear, if you're listening, I just have to honor that process in you because I've heard you speak and your words of wisdom are amazing. So anytime you want to practice by reading me, just give me a call. I always have questions, or two or three or four.
and her morning prayers are just phenomenal. They are the most inspirational.
Anybody who hasn't listened to her morning prayers is missing out on something because she's really very kind and loving. And like I said, spot on. She hits you all the time.
So, absolutely. And actually, she's actually working on my website, helping to make it more current since it's back about 20 years, 30 years, and as far as being having a facelift. So while I will not go for a facelift because I kind of don't like the whole procedure and the thought of having my face cut off and stretched does not appeal to me, I'm fine with somebody facelifting my website. So she's working on my website, and I'm really thrilled with that.
Well, it's good. It's, you know, we just did mine, and as someone said, a friend of mine said, it's like receiving an invitation now. It's all in pinks and greens. And I thought, well, it is. It's kind of to a little afternoon party favor, so a little feminine party. But it's very pretty, and so I'm glad you're going to do yours because if I did mine, you got to do yours, and we all got to be in this together.
Yeah, I would
Bring
think
it
so.
Eight.
Yeah, somebody yep. in the... Somebody in the chat room asked if I would be fully dressed on my book. Yes, I will be fully dressed. For Halloween, Bear took that, you know, that new witch
oh, yes.
series on. She took the picture of the three witches. You know, there's
uh-huh.
one is naked and one is scantily dressed and the other, I don't know what she is. And she superimposed my face, Lizzie's face, and Anne Rose's face on them. And I got to be the naked one. And
I'm sure it was quite beautiful.
It was tastefully done, but just not me. I know now that I should never have dark hair because I am not a dark hair person. But
no, you're not. It kind of it was not you, and I had to look again. So, but you're a beautiful woman, and so if Bear wants to make you scantily dressed, Barbara. You just have everybody talking.
Well, so long as she doesn't actually use my body, I'm fine with it. but no. So where have you been traveling to lately? Because you've always got such a great itinerary going.
Well, let me see. Close to home because we were actually vacationing here I do not live in Colorado. I live in Oklahoma. And we were vacationing here in Colorado. God dang, Colorado's on my mind. I wonder if there's someone
so.
In the chat from Colorado. Let me know if there is.
I will.
But anyway,
there is.
There
is.
Okay, that means we need to read them, okay, because I've learned over the years that if I'm saying something like that, it means we need to pay attention to what I'm messing up on, okay, because spirit will come in and I'll say the wrong thing for the right reason, only I'm not aware. It's the right reason because I focus on the wrong, and then I know really well it was the right reason, so we're going to act on it, and I hope that that person from Colorado is close enough in the line that she gets a reading.
She's scanned. We're fine.
Good. We are fine then. So anyway, we were vacationing in Robbers Cove Cave State Park here in Oklahoma, and we just had a good time. We really did. So all the little boys were with me, minus one who lives in Kansas, but the four youngest were with us, and we just had a ball walking and doing caving and probably eating too much and playing around.
Sounds fun. Well,
so let me see. Nothing spectacular planned until actually February when we go back to Pensacola area in Florida. So anybody who's listening that's going to be or lives there, please come visit me because I'm actually doing readings and I'm working, and I'd love to see you. So not too much. Just, is that a good enough itinerary?
Oh, yeah, are you kidding me? Yeah, you exhausted me with your...
Well, did you tell them about your trip? I mean, you just got back from Virginia.
I did. I just got back from Virginia. I was there for 6 days, and I did spirit circles, and I did readings. I was right on the beach. I was able to listen to waves crashing on the shore. It was really, I remembered that I really do miss salt water. So it was an enjoyable trip. It was a lot of reading, which I love to do, and I was able to reconnect with people I hadn't seen in almost 20 years. So it was definitely fun. I hate travel. I hate having to pack a suitcase, and I dislike that totally. I miss having the remote control, as Chris from Curious Times said, and I didn't have control of the remote control, the thermostat, or none of my cats were there. Aside from that, it was great.
Well, that is really funny because I put on Facebook, the first thing I asked for when I got home was, where's the remote control? With all those kids and Wayne and our daughter there, I was last man on the totem pole, so I didn't watch anything I chose. But, man, I've been making up for it ever since. So
yeah,
I have
a whole bunch of tapes, so I'm fine with that. It's just I guess I'm so set in my ways, and I like my home so much, I hate leaving it. So, but it was a great trip, and I had a great time, and I'm glad to be home.
Well, me too. So, you know, and then we are glad, and I am glad to be here. And we're going to get you down into Florida.
I think that's a great plan. Actually, this show was named especially for you because our schedules weren't going together too well. So Merry Monday with Mary Peeler came into existence, and I think this is a cool thing.
Well, I do too. Nope. It's always fun, and I've never had a show named after me, so this is really cool. I just love it.
That's true. Yours was Love, Light, and Laughter.
Yeah.
The show that you briefly did?
Yes, very, very briefly, exactly. I'm a better guest than I am a host. So,
well, you know, there are those that are. I mean, seriously, it's more fun to be a guest, I think.
You work a lot harder than I do, Barbara.
No, it's just, you know, you have to actually book people and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and,
Yeah, everybody in chat who agrees with me, nod your heads, because Barbara works awfully hard to put this show on. So,
it's not work, though, because it is something I truly love to do. So I think that when you're doing something that you love, it just isn't work anymore. There has to be another word. There has to be a word between work and play, because I understand that there's an aspect of this that is work, but it is for me more joyfully than anything else playing with people I love. So, you know, you just can't do better than this. It's amazing. And I think I have to thank Blog Talk Radio because it not only has introduced me to some of the most amazing people in the world that I never would have met any other way, other radio show hosts, other mediums, other spiritual people. I even met my soulmate on my dang show. so you know, it's, you know, I can't.
You know he's looking down from heaven.
Oh, he's probably out interviewing some prophet someplace. I would think that Patrick is, you know, causing a ruckus over there as we speak. But I'm sure that he does drop in, and I know that there are times There was one show that I did with Anne, and we were meant to be talking spiritual stuff, and before I knew what was happening, we were talking government conspiracy and UFOs, and I think it was Chris that typed into the chat room, "Welcome to Nightlight Matrix, hosted by Patrick Cook via Barbara DeLong," because I was ripping and roaring, and I was into conspiracy, and it was just not like me. And all I could think of when I saw that, I thought, she's absolutely right. This is not what I was intending to talk about at all. So it was really very interesting. Well, Jeannie has been very
divine.
Busy.
Divine.
So
it was. The way it was supposed to be.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you.
But Barbara, before you go on and start taking callers, I think this is your passion.
What, do we blog talk radio?
Yeah, I really do, because it's in between play and work, and you always enjoy doing it. And I think you know, you'd be doing this, and you know, we're not paid or anything, but you'd be doing this because you absolutely love it, and it brings out a side of you that is amazing, to borrow that word from you, and is fun and intellectual and educational. I really do feel this is your
passion. I think we'll call it
plurk. Okay. Okay. Either way, I'm going
plurk. This
Good
is
enough.
My plurk. Play and work,
okay.
combined, plurk. This is
okay.
My plurk. I like that. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are times when you know, I possibly get a little down now and then, and all I have to do is put a show on the air, and before I know it, I'm talking to people, I'm counseling people, and I'm feeling so much better. So it's also a form of therapy for me, and after Patrick died, people talking about lost ones was a form of therapy for me. So it's much cheaper than a shrink. And it's you know, it's been a fabulous experience for me. So, but let's get to this lady in Colorado so we can find out what is it that we needed to say that she needed to hear. Hi, Francine. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. So I guess some energy's already coming through, huh?
I would say so, because Mary can't stop saying Colorado.
Colorado.
So how can we help today?
I'm fine. I have an inheritance. Well, my understanding coming my grandfather. So I thought the best, you know, hearing, you know, while Mary comes through and accurate. I get bits and pieces from other people, nothing that makes a whole lot of sense. I'm really hoping she can come through and tie some things up.
Well,
grandfather?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What,
okay.
What is it you? I mean, are you looking to hear from him what to do with the inheritance? Is that what you're looking for?
No, just I'm wondering how, you know, like amount. I know no one gives like a dollar amount, but what am I looking at? He had a large estate. I moved away from the family. The most of the family's in Arizona. I'm in Colorado. I'm the only one who left and did things on my own, so he admired that. I also the only one who had more kids, but I'm a grandchild. I'm not one of his three children, and I hear he had two out of marriage or one out of marriage. But I don't know, you know, with my uncle handling things since he passed, you know, I'm not sure how to look at things. I'm not sure what's really there. My grandfather misled everybody into thinking that he had a lot less than he had. So,
oh, that's funny, because I keep seeing him wearing old clothes.
And he was very frugal. That's how he got so wealthy, too. I mean, he built his two-bedroom home.
That's what I'm seeing, and he's just laughing his head off because he's wearing all these old clothes as if he has no money whatsoever.
Yeah, I know. And he acted, and he would act like he did it. My grandmother had no idea. She only went up to the third grade, but she had no idea that she even had money. She lived still like she was in the Depression, still trying to, you know,
oh,
love two pennies
together.
Yeah,
I mean, and even clothes that don't match.
Mm-hmm.
So this
and
is
she didn't know
funny,
until he
but
passed.
I'm sorry?
My grandmother never knew that she even had money until he passed, that they had money.
Wow.
She was living like they were in the Depression. He had her so snowed it was unreal, but he knew the family, you know, wasn't. But he still didn't let anybody on to how much he actually. He only spoke to me really about money. I mean, as far as within the family, like on a social level, where, you know, he had my uncle handle things, but my uncle was cheating him a lot, so he wasn't very happy about things. But, I mean, as far as, like, his milestones, kind of, like, goal-oriented, like, I asked him, how I told him how I admired how much he came through and how he did all that. We had a conversation one day, which he doesn't have many, and he kind of revealed, you know, some things, and I was just, you know, I said, that's wonderful. I mean, for someone to be able to do that, you know, coming from nothing to all that, you know.
Well, it's their attitude. He shows me another person I know that did the same thing, because you pinch the penny until it screams, because that's your job to take care of the money. And he took his job seriously, and it was nobody else's business how and where he did his job.
Mm-hmm.
He's very serious about that. But he, you know, you mentioned, you know, an amount and stuff, and there's some things we're not allowed to ask the computer. I mean, oh gosh, why did I say computer? So
you're weird today.
Well, I think that, well, my uncle, he ended up having to put him on some things, because he started off with owning a bar, my grandfather, and all he did was save the money, but he also used to drink. And those were the days where you could just roll your assets over, you know, when you did something wrong or something, so that way that someone can't sue you, because he hit somebody in an accident. So most of everything got rolled into my uncle's name, you know, with both theirs, obviously. So I'm not sure how this plays out, really, with my uncle's hand in the pot, because he doesn't like me. He's jealous of me because my grandfather admired me. That's the other thing. And I don't associate with the family, only my grandmother, and it's just a fondness that they have for me.
If you are named in the will, then you are entitled to a copy of the will.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know where it's at. I went looking for it, and my Uncle David has it filed under another name, or he switched the names around. So I tried to. I couldn't even find the filing of it. And now I thought I could be a different county. So that's why I was wondering what Mary can get from maybe my grandfather with, you know, what's really going on.
Well, your grandfather doesn't know a lot of it, and I think I'm supposed to be telling you that just keep searching in on the computer, because there are ways of looking it up. I'm having difficulty with this because it's a matter of, okay, if you look it up, and there is a lawyer that he used.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I'm seeing a gentleman who is older also, and he's wearing he's got a full beard, but it's white haired. But what your grandfather wants to tell you, this man who was really enjoyed living life his way, says in his will it was a conventional will, and that everyone got a portion of it.
Right.
Okay, so there's so many things we can say and so many things they'll answer us about, because he's not living anymore. So you have to remember, this has to come on an earthly suit and an earthly pursuit, rather, and is this your mother's father or your father's father?
My mother's father. I just don't know, like, if it's millions, you know, 100 million, thousands, something. Cause this
no, I can't tell you that.
Mm.
He keeps telling me it's big. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I don't think that you're asking. You're asking the wrong question, because,
yes,
you know, when you're doing a spiritual reading, you're in a spiritual realm, and monetary stuff just isn't there.
Asking that would indicate that David, all the other questions are answered, that David, what David's pursuit, you know, won't succeed, because I know David's trying his hardest to block me out, because I also have the most children. So when it gets portioned out, it would appear that I would also probably have a little more of the portion, because I have the most kids as well, before he passed. Well, even now.
You know, you're just putting us in a realm that we don't belong in.
So what do you feel, what do you see coming financially, I guess, for me in general? I mean, because I kind of been just, I'm not trying to put you in anything. I'm just looking for, you know, what, I want to know what prosperity I have to come. So I don't know how.
Well,
I am seeing money come, but it is clothed. And if it were me, I would be arranging to see a lawyer myself.
Yeah, I would get, absolutely, I'd get a lawyer and get your lawyer involved. This is something that is definitely of the physical realm, and I feel you're entitled to something from what I can tell, and a lawyer will know how to check, how to find it. His death had to trigger a probate. The probate had to be filed, and it has to be public record. A lawyer would be able to find it.
Yeah, I researched all that. Well, what about the sale of my house? I mean, can you tell me anything about that?
Actually,
many hang-ups on the sale of your house?
I've been having some, first the realtor was not doing her job. She was listing it, and she accidentally unlisted it or let it expire, and I was having problems with her. So I ended up having to get rid of her, and then I had renovated it before I got rid of her. And then I didn't realize it was off the market for a month before. So I went ahead and I was going to go, I went with another realtor, but then all she wanted to do is just sell it quick and low. And so I didn't sign with her. So then I realized there was a watermark in the basement, so I wanted to finish that before I go ahead and put it for sale by owner myself. So within the next 2 weeks, it should be back on the market. And I'm not living in that property right now.
I think you've got to find another good realtor.
Yeah.
You just have to keep moving forward and get a realtor you like and get it sold. You have to focus on that. Right, Barbara? I know there's people waiting.
Yeah, there are. We've got to move on, Michelle. I'm really sorry we couldn't help you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Well, Barb, that brings...
Whoops.
Not answer for us.
Sorry, Mary, I turned your mic off by accident. Yeah,
okay.
I think you guys who call in have to understand that spirit doesn't know about or care about money. Once people cross over, they really don't have any needs or desires to accumulate wealth or know about wealth or anything like that. They're in a spirit realm. And Mary and I aren't lawyers, and to ask us about lottery numbers or the amount of inheritances or where the gold is buried, is just something that we aren't capable of answering. And understand, it isn't that we won't tell you, it's that we just can't. It's not the kind of information we get. Now, you want to know about spiritual evolution or something like that, we're hot stuff. We have
or
Glenna.
The memories. Like the first thing he showed me was the memory of wearing the old clothes. That was him. That was important to him. The money wasn't important.
Not at all. We've got Glennis in Australia here with us. Hi Glennis.
Barbara,
how are you today?
Mary.
Hi,
good. I've got a Hi, I've got a map with X marked on it. Can you tell me what's under the X?
Yes, I can. A tabletop.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's a wonderful one.
No. Can you see if there's messages there from Spirit for me, please?
Oh, sure, we can do that. Mary, you go first.
Thank you.
I'm still laughing. Okay, Glennis. Spirit says you are being sent a lot of bright ideas. So are you working on a new project?
Yes.
okay, they want you to combine, there's like three different ideas here, and they are saying that by summer, this is going to seem like a long ways away because we're really just moving into fall, but that you're going to be feeling, making real progress here.
I'm sorry, I spoke over you. I beg your pardon, I didn't hear you, Mary.
Okay. Spirit is telling me that there's three ideas surrounding you. They need to be combined into one with three parts, and that by summer, which seems like a long ways away, you should be finished with this project.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What are you doing? Because it's like all these people are waiting for you to finish this work.
I'm channeling, and I'm being asked to put it all into a book. So if they think summer is the time that I'm finished, lordy, lordy.
Yeah. I really want you to put more effort into it.
Oh, my goodness.
Glynis, this is a very bright idea and a good thing for you to do. If you want to make it the next summer, fine. But you have such a delicious sense of humor that that they are asking you to go forward with it.
And do they say, Mary, what the ideas are?
Well, it's about helping people, and aren't you also helping people to meditate better?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'm getting you. So could you do it, please?
Who is leading these questions, Mary?
Well, your guardian angel, that's what I'm getting first. But do you have a mother who's passed also? Because there's a mother figure here also.
My mom, yeah.
Yeah, okay. She comes in, but I always say it is up to your guardian angel who lets them in.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay?
Because well,
nothing gets past our guardian angel.
Oh, and they're really pushy.
Oh, yeah, they are.
The cards that
it is your choice how long. Ask Barb. She's been after me for years to do this. So,
yeah, no, the cards that I drew, Glynis, are centered around a creative card. It's sort of like if you don't get your feet in motion, your hands in motion, your can's going to be nailed to a chair for you. So you have to do it. This is one of those situations where if you don't really start to apply yourself, the universe will apply the 2x4 to you so that you have to get moving. It's one of those times where...
Oh, Barbara, that's hard, huh?
I mean it to be. I truly mean
it's
it to
true.
Be.
It's true. It really is. Does
Glynis, the 2x4 have nails in the end?
I'm sorry?
Does the 2x4 by any chance have nails sticking out of the end of it?
Absolutely.
Yes, and then you'll end up sick.
No, I was pushed like this once before, and when I dragged my heels, when I found other things to do, they arranged a car accident. Nobody was killed, but I was hurt, so I had to quit my job and change my profession. So, you don't want this.
No, I just thought that, you know, when people were ready to talk to me, they were ready to talk to me. It was not something I could push and say, quick, give me more information to put into a book.
Well, you can ask. There's three different parts here. Just ask, and then you always have to redo it. So just make some real progress on it by just asking nicely and expect them to give you more help. Your guardian angel's just sitting around waiting for you to ask for specific information. But if you ask that you be allowed to help and they tell you how to do it and what to go in it, it will come.
Not only that, Glynis, but you have to understand the consciousness, that which is you that is on the phone here asking what's under the X, that is not the person that is supposed to write this book. It's your higher consciousness, the master that is within you. It's supposed to be channeled, and that channeling has nothing to do with thinking. You don't think. Yes. You don't think when you're channeling. You're allowing.
Absolutely, I understand that. But I just thought, you know, that they spoke when they were ready. It was not for me to be pushing and saying, come along, you know. But
well,
it's
not being pushy. It's just a demonstration that you are ready or moving towards it. Because desire is the secret of all success.
Yeah, I understand fully what you're both saying, yes. And I do need that kick in the bum, I must admit. Thank you.
Well, you know, and it even, as Mary said, ask, but as well as that, be available. Sit down with pencil and paper and just say, you know, do you have anything to share? And allow it to happen. Allowing is the thing. It's not making it. Trust me, when I was talking to Mary about doing the Mary's Mantras or Monday Mantras or whatever, Mary's Monday Mantras,
yeah,
you know, I really
that's Mary it's simple.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So she absolutely puts them out there, and I think it becomes easier and easier for her the more she does it.
It does, and then they start feeding me every day. There's another one, so it's backing up.
So yeah, I hear what you're saying. That's good. Yeah, it's good information. Thank
and
you.
And some of it
Thank
isn't always great, but it is there because there's so. If you, I drew a tarot card, and it's the One of Wands, and that's wonderful for starting new projects.
Oh really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Glenn. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, ladies. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I don't even know what day it is where she is. I think it's tomorrow.
I think it's also.
Yeah, it gets very confusing. Okay, we've got Michelle in Florida. Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, Barbara. Hello to you and hello to Mary.
Hello, Michelle. Where are you in Florida?
Oh my gosh, I'm almost at the very bottom. I'm near Naples, Florida.
Oh, hot.
Yes.
Cool. But Naples is so pretty.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful here, really, it is.
It is. In fact, I have a friend who just moved into the area, so I'm hoping.
Really?
This spring to go visit her, so. Another trip to Naples.
Spring is a good time.
Thanks. Okay, I'll shut up.
How can we help, Michelle?
Well, I have a new project that it seems to be that I'm working on, and it's with a man in California, with some Asians in Asia, primarily focused in Japan, and I wanted to know what you guys thought about that.
Okay.
Barbara, you go first. I just got cut off for a minute.
Okay. It feels as though this is a project that looks like it has great potential. It feels as though your ducks are in order here, and I do feel that there is a good, powerful, strong energy here. So I would say this looks like it's a pretty favorable project. I would definitely... say it's something that I would follow through on. Do you have concerns about it?
It seems like it's starting, but I feel like there's a little bit of like hesitation, so I don't really know when it's actually going to start and how much.
Okay. Oh, we got music.
Oh, well, that's because I always forget to turn off the cell phone, so I'm sorry.
Oh.
That was me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I missed the last part, but I wanted to say that I, too, feel like this is a successful project. I think sometimes because when you are putting so many diversities involved in something, it will take a good, strong legal team. But I feel like in the long run, this will be successful.
Okay. Do you have an idea of maybe when it's going to really actually start?
Oh, well, I keep getting about 2 years. So it could be more on the avenue of real progress finished around the two-year mark. How long have you guys been working at it so far?
We just started, actually. We just started working on the content, but there's supposed to be some recruiting going on right now.
Okay. Well, I don't think you're going to feel like you've got – well, I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's just overnight, but I don't think that's it. Barbara, do you have an idea of what's coming to you? I just feel like it doesn't start saying, shoot, we're finished or whatever, that you consider it successful for at least a two-year period.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that. A year from now, I feel you very busy, almost overwhelmed with a lot of stuff, and a year after that, it feels it looks like it's being brought to a close. So
yeah,
I'm right along with Mary on that.
Okay, not ending, just simply coming to a place where you feel like it's working well.
Okay. Okay, and will I actually travel with this, or will it just be the other people?
It looks like there will be some travel for you, but I think the others will be more involved in the travel.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think you've quite focused in on your speciality yet.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I was going to say your role isn't totally defined at this moment in time.
Yes.
Okay, and there are other people involved, and I feel like, speaking of specialities, I feel that I can really be an asset to the other person with his speciality.
Like I said, your role isn't defined yet.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got more than one hat to wear. So just again, I'm going to repeat this because I've been reading this so much. Strong desire is the secret to all success. So
okay, I'm writing that down.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you
good.
So much, both of you. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, there is definitely a pattern emerging here. Mary, in that view, Mary, you go down to Florida in February. Is that when you go down?
Yes, about the middle of February.
Okay. Mary, how long will you be there?
About 6 weeks.
Okay, Mary's going to be down in Florida for 6 weeks. She's invited me to come down and stay with her. And we decided it would be lots of fun to do readings and do all sorts of stuff down there. But we don't have any contacts down there. Now, where in Florida are you going to be?
In the Pensacola area. We are not very far from Alabama, which is Orange Beach, and we are in Perdido. So we're kind of Pensacola's to our east. And Alabama's to our west, and it's really, really a lovely area. It's wonderful down there.
So
we just read of Florida.
Okay, so we just read Michelle in Florida. We have another person in Florida calling in here. So we got the calls out to you guys in Florida. Try to figure out where you all are and where we can put ourselves so that we can actually what we would like to. We'd love to do readings down there, but we also would like to do spirit circle or two where we can touch in not only from your loved ones but to do past lives as well. And so we're looking for people in that area to kind of connect with us so that we can connect with you so that we can have fun down in Florida this February. That said, here's Shelly in Florida. Hi, Shelly.
How are you?
Hi. How can we help?
I'm sorry. I'm going to take you off speaker. There you go. Is that better?
Okay. Yeah.
I just wanted to know if there was a message from Spirit for me.
Okay, Mary.
Well, first off, I got to get your name again. I'm having difficulty hearing it, please.
My name is actually Sherry.
I am so sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Say it again, honey.
Sherry, like the wine.
Sherry, thank
wine.
You. Oh, who's writing us in chat?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Okay.
I'm very chatty today.
Yeah. And okay, Sherry, the first thing that pops up into my communication with spirit is move. Now, there are two thoughts when the word move hits me in my face, okay? One is,
okay,
of course, time to clean up the house and move on. But two is, are you considering changing jobs? Because it is telling you, spirit is telling you that it is time to pick up the pace and get your mind and body physically moving. So what are you doing, moving or changing jobs?
I'm cleaning out my house and looking for a job.
Okay, then it is, this year is, this in the next 6 months, I think you're really going to be happy with this. I feel like there's a happiness around you and a new light coming in where you feel like, for you haven't done this in a while, like it is, wow, I am feeling worthy and that I'm on track again.
That's very true.
Okay, so join me, because yesterday and the day before, all I did was clean up my office. So you guys would be surprised how much I took to the Goodwill this morning. There were like 8 bags, and I'm not a hoarder. But,
oh, my goodness.
So, well, I buy every book under the sun. So it there were a lot. There was, and it isn't junk I got rid of. It's good stuff that just needed to be moved on. So, Sherry, here we go again with saying that the bright light is there and they're yelling move. So put it in your conscious. Know it's coming and it's going to come. And I think there's about a 6-month period here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting. I'm getting magic and miracles by the June time frame, and I'm getting a lot of letting go of emotional stuff, of sort of decluttering yourself, letting go of stuff from the past. This is a time where you want to take a look at all of those resolutions you've made and revise the list and bring it up to date, because you've got by February time frame, there's massive change here. There's Phoenix rising energy. There's a lot going on, new foundations. You're coming into a whole new venue in life. It's really kind of going to be very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's happiness all around you.
Well, that's great, because I've spent the whole last year like homebound.
Okay. So it's time for that change.
Stretch
cool.
your wings. Stretch your wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've made a lot of changes. Absolutely.
Good. Good. And keep telling yourself you're improving, okay? Because I think this is really important, and it's not bad at all.
That's great. But is there any messages from someone, like a family member, for me?
Has your father passed? I've got a gentleman here.
No, not my father.
Well, where
a younger
is he,
gentleman,
honey?
Though. My father
okay.
is alive in Massachusetts.
Okay. Who are you looking for?
My son.
Is he your youngest? He says he's your baby.
He is my baby, but no, he has a younger sister as well. She's here.
Okay. Well, he's your baby. He won't let me go past. I'm the baby. I'm the baby. Gotta love me.
He always was the baby, even
okay.
though he was the older.
Okay, please, 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 Sherry, know he is doing fine, and he loves to be around you guys, and he is definitely there every time the sun shines. So he's even sending in orbs, and I know Barbara's picking up something, so I'm going to shut up. But he is really, really happy and loves you very much, because he's your baby, and he just is overjoyed to be around you guys, your whole, you know, you, and he's just happy to be around you.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'm picking, is your grandmother on your mother's side in spirit as well?
Yes.
She comes forward, you know, very, very strongly. It's almost as though she's rolling her sleeves up and saying, come on, we have to get to work. So apparently she was a very meticulous person when she was in the earth plane. And her suggestion is it's time to clean things up, let things go, and get on with life.
That's exactly what you would say too.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she was an awesome woman. At least I thought so. She, out of all the grandchildren, it was like she only really liked me. She was like my favorite, and I was her favorite, and that was just the way it was.
That is so cool. So,
mm-hmm.
So put your big girl pants on and get on with it.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care.
That was great, Barbara.
Thank
bye,
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see who we got here. We've got Sandy and
Barbara,
Kansas.
Barbara, if you take somebody else, could you give me the lottery numbers, please?
Oh, Mary, if I could, I certainly would.
Oh, thank you, because you know I'd share.
Of course you would share. We've got Sandy in Kansas with us. Hi, Sandy.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well. How can we help today?
Well, I have a son. It's headed to college this year, or is already there. And I'm just wondering how he's doing. Is college something that he is he studying, or is he playing, or has he found a balance? And his success at college. The only reason he's in college is so he can play football. But football is not going to take him as far as the education will. And so I'm just kind of wanting to know: is the college, is the education part going to come through and win out over the football?
Probably not.
Be successful.
No, he's going to be successful. But come on, he's just this is his first year in college.
Uh huh. Yes.
I mean, please. He's having a wonderful time. And
good.
And if he's on a scholarship?
Yes.
All right, then they're going to sit on his case. You don't have to. He from what I can see, is he's absolutely normal and having a wonderful time and absolutely neglecting everything he's supposed to, but he's having a good time. And he knows how to buckle under, so he will. But, you know, don't be nervous because, you know, he's an amazing kid. And I truly believe that. Will he screw up? Absolutely. Will he pull it out of the fire? You bet. Is he going to be a success? Absolutely. But understand, he's going to screw up too. I mean, you sent kids off to college and they've never had this kind of freedom and they mess up a little bit, but that's to be expected. He will learn responsibility, but not this semester.
Okay.
Mary, what
can
are you getting?
Well, first off, do I know you, Sandy?
Yes, you do.
Okay, well, then you know I'm not going to answer because Barb just said it all. Where
okay.
did time go if he's in college already?
That's what I ask. Can you tell me what he will end up working at as a career? Because, you know.
Well,
I think what I'm getting is
so
that whatever
things.
What I'm getting is that whatever he does, it will have a connection to sports. But I'm not sure whether he's playing it, reporting it, or involved in it. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, I'm getting more, he follows kind of in his dad's footsteps, but it's like the need for money is so strong, so which will make him a better person in the long run, but he has to find himself. And right now, with his history and everything, I feel like he is not quite sure where he wants to be. So I have to say this may be a little rough for him, but they keep showing me a friend of ours who went off to school, had a real rough year, and then managed to go back and finish in a really, really good way. And I think this is what's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong, but I think that the finishing part comes when you least expect it and you end up very pleased.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty much pleased with, you know, with things, you know, so far. I'm just, just want him to be successful in what he, you know, what they have chosen for him to do and to study in. I think that he's just sort of going along so he can play his football. So I just want him to be happy in whatever he's going to, you know, to do as when he gets out of college, you know, his career.
Well,
so I know it has to do something with sports. I'm just not quite sure.
Well, the bottom line is I can absolutely promise you that he will ultimately be very, very happy with what he does. But
okay,
but like everybody else, you know, like everybody else, he's going to go through trial and error here. He's absolutely normal. So you know, you're going to get gray hairs. Learn to love your hairdresser and get a good color and hang with it. I mean, he will give you gray hairs. That's what we're supposed to do to our parents.
Yes.
My mother didn't succeed. I have a great hairdresser, but. So you know, let him have, I mean, this is the last time in his life he will be absolutely free of responsibility. Let him enjoy it.
Well, one more question, and I guess I just, you know, just being a parent, but will he meet the girl of his dreams in college, or is that going to come later? Because he just isn't there yet.
He has lots of dreams. I
know. You didn't answer my question.
I know I didn't. I just, you know, no, he's not ready for the girl of his dreams. I mean.
No, I know he's not ready now. I just within the next 3 or 4 years, you know.
Probably not.
That's kind of what I'm getting too. He just wants to take his time, and one thing he really wants is to be his own boss right now. So there's a real draw to be, okay, I'm in charge. And an independence that is necessary for him because it finds out for him who he really is. And
that's good. He'll be older when he settles down. And so that's not a bad thing.
No,
you know?
It's a wonderful thing. Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, there's no way he's ready for any kind of commitment in that direction. I'm just wondering if before he gets out of college, if he will be there, you know. But we're still looking at another 4 years of college after this one. So, you know, so I was just curious. Just, you know, being a mom.
You're doing a good
just
job.
Just wanting to, you know, of course, be successful. I do know that he will, you know, fall on his nose a time or two and have to pick himself up out of the dirt. That's life, you know. But as a parent, it's not something that we really want him to have to do. But it's part of life.
No, you know, that's how you learn to be human, and that's how you learn to be an adult. And you don't want him to not have those lessons, because if he doesn't have them, he will be your baby for the rest of his life, and you'll have to be responsible for him, and you don't want that. So.
I don't want that. No.
And he is not a baby.
No, he isn't.
He was never a baby.
From the size 13 feet on up, no, there's nothing about him that's a baby.
And a baby. Oh, good.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies. You all have a wonderful
You're very
week.
Welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye, Sandy.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I remember those feelings.
they're kind of, they kind of eat you up, don't they?
They
so
do.
Now
they
I
do.
Transfer to the grandchildren.
Oh God. Okay, we got Ken in Texas. Hi, Ken. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. How are you? Mary, Pamela wanted me to ask.
Oh.
we're hoping to get out of our investment tomorrow. She wants to know if it's going to go smoothly.
It's going to be good. Now that I think that's the first time I've said that to you because I just
yeah,
think
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, February
yeah.
of this cruise ship
it's
month.
Not perfect. It's never been perfect. Okay, but I really feel it's not horrible and it's not bad. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Oh, what a nice surprise.
and to be honest with you, I see abundance. So I
yeah.
think you're going to do well. I think you're going to do well.
Yeah.
Okay. See, and that's good. And it really surprises me that I'm saying smooth. So, okay, it's not as smooth as I'd like it, but it isn't bad. Okay?
Okay.
And when you know that when the words come out of my mouth, before I can stop them, I have to pay attention to them.
Okay.
So, okay.
Well, oh, thank you.
Okay. Love you, too.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That oh, my easy. God, I've been reading for them since I was a baby in this profession.
I know. They've called in often on this, too. Okay, mm-hmm. We've got, believe it or not, we have another Florida caller.
Really? Oh, Barbara, we must be going to Florida.
I would hope so. Hi, Stan. How are you doing today?
Well, hey there, Barbara. How are you doing?
Doing well. How can we help today?
Well, let's see. I'm Stan Soulfinder. I think you recognize my vibration. I've connected with you a couple of times on Lizzie's show.
Yeah.
And Mary, I connected with you a while back on Andy's show a couple of years back.
Really?
Wow.
A lot
of years back.
A lot of years back.
Yeah, and I've been, you know, I'm in a really cool, different place. Things just keep evolving here. And I'm actually down in Pembroke Pines, which is in my southern Florida, so I don't have any way of turning you on to some folks up on the panhandle, but I did hear you talking about that. So, you know, I'm calling in here. I rely pretty heavily on my guidance, which is my divine is we have a strong relationship, and but you know, you ladies have helped me along the way since I started traveling on my motorcycle 3 years ago. I've been down here in Florida since April after leaving Oregon, and having my divine lead me across country to meet up with this awesome lady that it was all set up, you know. And so I'm actually going to be a daddy again, which is a real wild trip for me. But I'm also going through some energetic shifts and changes that are moving me in a lot of new places that I haven't been before energetically with connecting with different high vibrational beings. And I was calling to check in and see what y'all might be getting that could complement what I'm already getting. But, you know, it's always good to get another perspective from my own since I'm, like, in the middle of it. I wonder
okay.
if y'all might be picking some information there.
Okay, Mary, basically he's looking for a message from spirit.
Well,
Mary,
what I'm receiving is that right now everything is a little bit cloudy. So This is kind of interesting because they are bringing me into a self-love. And this is where I don't mean this to sound selfish and I don't mean this to sound negative, but your guardian angel, your higher guide, is asking you to sort of zero in on what you want to do.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, do you know what you want to do, not what anybody else wants? What do you want?
Yeah, I'm really wading through that right now because this relationship I've gotten into is sort of this is kind of a new thing for me. I've been on my own for several years now, and this is a new energetic, trying to find myself and be myself within the energy of what's going on here. So. Yeah, that resonates.
Okay, well, you know, if I were in your place right now, I think I would be asking for divine guidance each day before your feet hit the floor. Know that you were surrounded by your guardian angel's gift of life to you, but they're just kind of waiting for you to say, okay, this is where I need to really be. And whatever you choose is okay as long as you bring the joy into it, period. Because when we are using joy, we are using faith. And faith erases fear.
Okay.
Okay?
I like that.
Good, good, good. There's another Monday's mantras.
I also really want to, you know, add in just a little bit here. You are going through an amazing shift of energy inside yourself. And a lot of times things seem to be swirling around and a lot of times things don't seem to have the stability that you want. When in doubt, don't. And it does feel as though when you are feeling slightly a sense of vertigo, when things don't seem as though they are as solid as they should be, back up and wait. Don't let your intelligence push you into a place where your spirit doesn't want you to go.
Okay.
So don't think, feel.
Yeah, that's what the joy is all about. Feel it.
That's helpful. I've been having a lot of new energies, and I've got one particular archangel that he comes in pretty heavy and, wants to, he's counseling with me, he's mentoring me, and he's bringing me along. It's just sometimes it's quite an adjustment for me to be receiving that and also be wherever I am, you know. So, you know, it's just a matter of learning how to do that. But I really appreciate what both of you have said to give me just a perspective outside of my, you know, away from myself, because being in the middle of it, sometimes it's hard to see clearly, you know.
Being in the middle of it always is hard to see clearly.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, your perspective has been really helpful. I appreciate it.
Well,
thank you
so much, and thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Barbara, you have the nicest people who call in.
I know. He's been – I remember him from way back, and it was from Andy's show.
Wow.
How cool is that? Okay, we have Nakoda.
Hi.
Hi. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Yay. How can we help today?
Oh, lovely. Hi to both of you. I'm going through quite a bit of a major transition in the last few weeks, clearing, actually, of past lives where I'm actually remembering certain things, going back in time. But what I'm finding at the moment is it's like my energies are really, really sort of like manifesting quite quickly, where I'm sort of thinking something and then suddenly it's actually happening in front of me. So I just wanted a little bit of guidance of what's coming in.
Are you having okay, well, sometimes you guys just kind of fade in and out. But, honey, did you say you needed guidance in how to deal with this?
No, not how to deal with it, but guidance, because things seem to be sort of like really quickening up and more guidance on what's coming in. More confirmation, I think I want to say. More confirmation.
Well, you know, the best I can see is I think your guides are just telling you to become a new person, which is, I'm seeing a lot of the color blue as if they're handing you a new blue dress to put on, because that for me is the color of helping and the color of devoting yourself to the female side of God. If you were a nurse, I would say continue with your studies. But on a spiritual level, I have to say it is about healing. It is about tapping. It is about deciding that your work is for the higher purpose and the higher good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I want to add here. From what I can see, a lot of the energy that you're getting that is giving you this wobbly feeling has to do with the fact that it is outside of the norm. You have, you're very used to energy surges. You're very used to having energy shifting and pushing your consciousness to another level. What I'm seeing is interdimensional energy that's coming through. So it's a different flavor, so to speak. It's taking you into areas and elements that you haven't experienced before, and you cannot Google it because it's not out there on Google. At least what I'm seeing is not out there on Google. There is a sense that you are being helped and opened to a transcendent understanding of the fact that your spirit is universal, not just of this physical plane and this species.
Wow.
So that it's going to take a while to wrap yourself around it. Once you wrap yourself around it, then you get information that is of that level of consciousness. These are not angels or archangels or even among the hierarchy of those which we call angels. So this is another level frequency of energy that is flowing into you, certainly opened by the other energies. So it's something that is just it's of the same profound focus, but comes from a different source. So don't try to grab a name because they don't have them. Don't try to grab a title because they don't have them. They are unidentifiable, because if you put a label or a name on them, someone would write a book about them, and they have no desire to have anybody do that. This is information. This is wisdom that comes from beyond time. So have fun with it.
Barbara,
sorry.
Was that Patrick?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. That was amazing.
Sorry, I missed that little bit. I caught everything that you said. I'm just absolutely amazed with what you said. But was it Mary that was speaking? I didn't catch what Mary said.
She asked if that was my husband who's recently passed over. And it's the kind of information he would have fed me, yes. And so he was very, very much into the fact that the hierarchy of our gods, our God, our whole philosophy and religious and our whole system of belief was merely a very small and probably low part of a greater hierarchy that we had no consciousness of at this point in time.
I completely, fully understand what you said. And I really, really am very thankful that you actually have confirmed to me so much. You have. And the aspect of the Google bit, you were so right, because I was on Google this evening trying to find that information and not getting anywhere.
Not there.
It's not there. It isn't there. I know.
It's not supposed to be there. It's not supposed to be something that people aren't open to. It's not supposed to be something that people can't understand should have access to. It will never be on Google. And I don't care who or what says that, oh, yes, it's there. It's not there. If everybody can understand it, then it's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Well said, Barbara.
Have fun with it.
Okay.
You know where my show is. You can call in any time if you want to talk further. You know, contact me through my Gmail. It's barbaradelong@gmail.com. And I'll help as best I can.
Yeah, I think it's better I do the personal. Thank you very much. I'm just picking myself up off the chair.
Okay.
Thank you. Many blessings.
To you too.
Many blessings to her.
Yeah. Oh, well, every now and then.
That's so true, Barbara. It just is something that you cannot explain, and so I think that's really cool.
Well, you know, I started talking about light body energy a long time ago, and now everybody talks about light body energy, and it's not the definition I put on it, but everybody, you know, kind of coined a phrase with it and ran. And this information, this energy she's talking about, has nothing to do with anything that there are tons of books out over, and it does come from a source that does not want to be made common anything. It's not a secret. It's just that, you know, when you're ready, you get it. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's really kind of cool. And you know, there's nothing, it's not an elitist anything. It's just another step in understanding and consciousness. And when you're ready, you get it, period. And it has no name. It has no name, so you can't form a cult or a group or a clique. It is. So, cool stuff.
Well, that leads to a whole bunch of other questions, so that's pretty cool.
I bet it does. Okay, let's see if we can hit some more of these people. We have Nadia. Hi, Nadia.
Hi. Hi, how are you? Lovely. Thanks for taking my call. I have a really quick question.
Okay.
I've been dating a gentleman for 2 months, and he did a disappearing act. And I just want to know why, because I don't actually want to go and phone and find out myself.
What did you say? You don't want to find what?
I don't want to call myself and find out, because I'm not that kind of person.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I thought you were keeping the answer from yourself, because
No.
Barb, didn't it sound like that? She just didn't want to go deep enough into her own psyche to know?
Yep, that's what it sounded like to me. But if you really want us to tell you, we can.
Yes.
how long has he been unavailable?
Oh, for a few weeks.
Oh.
Nadia, as soon as you started talking, I got, oh, my God, this guy is not worth it.
Oh, no, well, good. Yeah, that's true. He's off with somebody else. He's
okay.
Not worth it.
Good to know.
He's not worth it. And frankly, I think he's married. But that's at least that's what I'm getting.
No, that's for sure not the case. But it could be an ex for somebody coming back. Who knows?
I know is that in his case, a bird in the hand was not worth two in the bush. The two in the bush look tastier than the bird in the hand.
That's funny. I'm glad I didn't come back or find out.
No, I would move on. I think you've got better stuff coming.
Perfect.
Me too.
Do you see anything else on the horizon? relationship-wise.
Well, it feels like you have to let go of this first.
Okay.
And I would give yourself, let's see, a week to get over it and then move on.
Even 5 minutes.
And celebrate.
Give it a week.
Absolutely celebrate that you're moving forward because you're not a victim.
Yeah, I think you dodged a bullet here. Feel very grateful.
Excellent. I've already moved on. I just wanted to know out of curiosity, just for personal closure.
Well,
he just was lying to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you for that very candid answer. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Bye, Nadia.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was so easy. Okay.
Can the rest be easy too, please?
Oh, sure. We have Nikina. She's from the Netherlands, Mary. Hi, Nikina.
It's Hannah.
Hannah, okay. Jeannie spelled as best she could. How can we help today?
I just first want to say I've been really entertained this evening, and it's been lovely to listen to you. And I've learned a lot.
Good.
But I have actually so many questions, therefore I just have one.
Okay.
any message from Spirit? Because I think if you have so many things, then it's just good to open up and say, well, whatever they feel that's important for me now is probably the best thing to ask.
Okay.
I am going to tell you what Spirit is telling me, okay? I am going to butt right in here, and I know Barbara doesn't mind, because I am seeing a string of pearls. And I want to tell you that this is wonderful because there is, in my world, and they have to come through me in pictures, a string of pearls that will hold all memories and all value. And they show me this because your spirit is, your higher self, your higher consciousness is reminding you to only hang out and only put around you those people and those things of quality. You are not a person to waste time in lower energies. You should be aiming always for the pearls in life, the bits of wisdom, the best people. And you get to choose and you get to decide who they are, but you have to remember you are among the pearls. There's an age-old saying that says, don't waste your pearls among swine. So always be choosy about who you're hanging out with and how you're spending your time and your life.
Okay.
You're a person of value.
Okay. I have something, too. From what I'm seeing here, you're evolving into a new understanding of yourself, so you're changing greatly. So please don't make any rash decisions over the next couple of weeks because you're fragmented, and it's really important for you to have both feet on, well, at least one foot on the ground before you make any major choices or decisions. Your creative talents are opening up. You're flowering amazingly, and there is great movement in your spirit. Not so much in your life at this moment, but it is happening right after the first of the year. There's freedom. You're setting yourself free from restrictions that you imposed upon yourself so that there is a whole new beginning, the aspect of a whole new beginning. There is a crossing a threshold of new levels of understanding, and you are birthing a new part of yourself. And as Mary said so beautifully, you truly are a jewel. And understand that it's very appropriate. You know, only a few people have the ability and the capability of wearing precious jewels. And as a result, also because you are a precious jewel, it means that not everyone is going to be capable of being what you need them to be. But there are those people out there, and it's very appropriate to wait for them and to not settle for less than you're worth, and you're worth a great deal. there is great worth in you, and not everyone sees it, but I certainly, Mary and I have picked up on it, and I'm sure the appropriate people will as well. Okay?
Well, that's very interesting, because I'm going through, like you said, I'm fragmented and I'm learning quite a lot. I am in a relationship, and I've had some nasty frogs. what I say, put this way, not such nice relationships in the past, and I found a very beautiful soul and a beautiful man, but it's been quite difficult for me to let go of the past, and I'm really working on myself, and he's giving me the space to do that. And I'm on this journey, and I hope he sticks around.
He will if he matches who you are.
Absolutely.
Don't settle for less.
He's still hanging in there.
If he has the wisdom to give you the space you need, then it sounds like he is a very special person.
Yeah, he really gives me a lot of space. But I'm scared. That's the problem. I go back and forth. I do a push and pull. And then I think here you have somebody that's actually giving you the space, and you're pulling and pushing. And with the other ones that you needed to push and you didn't. So I just want to say I know what Mary means. I have to kind of see my own essence and my worth. So,
yes. Yes. And then you can heal the fragmentation that Barbara was talking about.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got Lisa.
I have to tell you, that was a beautiful string of pearls I saw. So I'm going to be curious to see what happens with her, because her quality is all there.
Absolutely. Okay, we got Lisa here. Hi, Lisa. You're on the air.
Hello.
How can we help today?
I'm all about career. I just packed some forms that the business wanted, and I had emailed. I've been kind of corresponding off and on. Do you see that as a positive?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yay.
Yeah, and I want you to know, too, you're at a time frame where magic and miracles are happening for you. So, be open for it and stick everything out there and see what see what comes in. You're just laying the foundations now. So as we get into November, it feels like things are going to fall into place for you to a greater extent than ever before.
Oh, my heavens. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome.
I have to tell you, when you said tax forms, I know that's April, but I really feel spring also is going to be a really good thing. And they are telling you to go fishing. So I have no idea what that means, except it usually means go and enjoy yourself and do something that you normally wouldn't do. Completely relax.
And that's in February, you said?
April.
Oh, April. Okay. I'll take
okay.
it. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, that was easy, too.
Yeah, we need lots of those.
Okay. We've got Sharon in California. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing today?
Hey, Barbara. I'm great. Hi, Mary. Nice to talk
to
you.
Hi, Sharon.
Lady.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. If I may, I'd like to have a message from Mary from Spirit, and Barbara, if you could let it rip for me, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, wow. We can't do both.
Okay,
are you ready to let it rip?
No.
Yeah,
you sure? Because we've got so many people here, I want to try to make sure get to everybody.
Whatever you're getting, then.
Okay. I mean, I can let it rip, but if Mary gives message two, it'll take 15 minutes, and that's going to take too long for both of us. So you pick, Mary or me, either one of us.
Okay, Barbara, let it rip, please.
Okay. you're at a point in time here where you're bringing a greater balance and new understanding into your life, and it does really feel as though there is greater harmony coming into your life as we move into the end of this month and the beginning of next. Crown chakra's opening up a great deal, and there's new information and new energy coming through to you, and it does feel as though there's new insight and understanding into a lot of the things that have been going on within your life at this point in time. It gives you new focus, new perspective, new priorities that are going to be put in place. And as you get into the December timeframe, there's a sense here of body, mind, and spirit coming together and interweaving into a new fabric of life that's going to allow you to expand further. Your horizons are set further back, and you can spread your wings to a far greater degree. You break out of the molds that other people created for you, and you start to become the person that you were meant to be all along. There is a great deal of activity in the January time frame, a lot of stuff coming due all at the same time, and it feels as though it's very important for you to start as many, many different projects as you can, putting all those irons in the fire and allowing yourself to sort of begin to manifest a lot of the aspects of your character that you have been putting on hold and not allowing to evolve and develop. As you come into February, there's a sense of new compassion and understanding for a lot of the lessons and hurdles that have come towards you and been placed in place by you, I might add, over time. It's a sense of understanding that lessons are meant to be ways of evolving and opening. They're put there so that you can open yourself and allow new light to come into new aspects of your soul's evolution and give you greater insight into the purpose and the direction of this lifetime. As you come into March, there's a sense here also of speaking your own inner truth, of being honest and straightforward with yourself, understanding the direction that your spirit is meant to go rather than where your intellect wants to send you. It's a time in which you step back and you pause and you ask good questions of yourself in quiet places where no one hears the answer but you. As you come into April, there's also the aspect here of your spiritual philosophy shifting and changing, opening to a greater understanding of a deeper perspective so that you understand what you need to do, how you need to get there, and how you have to walk your talk instead of just talking it, how you have to be an example of the philosophies that you have inside of you rather than parroting them to other people. You have to act in order to teach, and you have to become in order to be able to even do the acting. As you come into the May time frame, there's a sense here of you're letting go of the barriers, a lot of the barriers that you've put up around yourself emotionally to protect you. Remember that those barriers absolutely do protect you, but they also prevent you from getting things from other people. So the only way to reintegrate yourself into the reality wherein you dwell is to put the barriers down and to be more discerning and careful about how you invest yourself on an emotional level. As you come into June, there's a new balance here. It does feel as though you are moving forward with greater strides, with greater confidence, with greater security. Wisdom opens up in the July timeframe, and you do sort of expand the library inside of yourself as far as the wisdom that you have gathered and the depths which you can go to in order to draw wisdom from past lifetimes. There's a sense of freedom here as you get into August, allowing yourself to flow into new understanding of the spiritual pathway that is ahead of you, and not even wondering or worrying where it's going, just knowing that you sent the goal yourself and that it will be appropriate and perfect for you. And there's a new law, there's a new aspect of continuity here so that things fall into place more easily for you because you're not questioning so much. You're actually going with the flow and allowing your spirit to put the footsteps forward rather than you determining where you think you should be. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste to you too. Take care.
Wow, can you breathe, Barbara?
Bye-bye. oh yeah, no, there's no problem with doing the let it rips. It's just that, you know, I'm seeing a ton of people here on the switchboard, and I want to get to all of them. And if we have to let it rip for everybody, we'll be here. I'll be here for a very long time. So. So not going there.
Barbara's so kind.
But holding true to our pattern, are you ready? Here is somebody else from Florida. Here is Lena from Florida. Hi, Lena.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. How can we help today?
Barbara, I am going through a huge transition. Last year I lost my job and my home. Had to move in with family, and it's been very, very challenging. So I want to see what you see about, you know, think my life improving and me getting a job, moving forward, and getting my own place again.
Okay, Mary?
Well, Lena, I know it feels like you're just kind of having a really difficult time for the last year or so. But I feel like in March time frame, you're going to get some good news, and it may even be taking a class that starts you going in a better direction.
I've been in school.
Okay. Well, this is your where you got to be. What happens in spring? Are you finished with school?
No, my birthday's in March, so that might be.
Okay. Well, then you're probably going to feel like your energy is better, and I see you kind of hopping around, making yourself feel better. And I feel like by March you may have you will have a reason to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Keep feeling like there's good news around you. But I also feel like there's some real difficulty around you. And by any chance, are you putting off going to the dentist?
I don't have any insurance, so why?
Because I keep being shown a dentist office.
Oh, my God. That's the last thing I need.
Well, then you know what? Think real positive, and we'll just throw that little thought out the door. Okay?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a checkup in a while, so, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Let it go and concentrate on the simple fact that you need Cougar in chat just says maybe you're going to get a job at a dentist office. But I don't think that's it, but I do think that you've got a better spring coming, and that you will be celebrating in spring and probably having the money to go to the dentist. So keep
going.
Yeah, and I threw a bunch of cards down for you, and at the very center is the law of compensation, which tells me that compensation is coming to you in all aspects of life. So it also feels as though there is money coming into you, so that you're going to start being able to build again. And it does feel as though I see the books and everything in October, and November has evolving into a new part of life, a new pace of life. And December is extraordinarily busy, so it does feel here as though it's going to open up for you. You're going to have to work for it, but and it doesn't feel that you have any reluctance to work. So I do feel that you're right on the precipice of having things fall into place for you.
Yeah, I've waited a long time. The last few years have been horrendous.
Well, I would say the next year is going to be very, very good.
Uh-huh. All right, that's good. That's really good, because I was homeless last year for 6 weeks and had to live out of my car. I never thought in my life to be like that.
Nope, you're in a good place.
Better luck is coming, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okie doke. We've got.
It was nice to be able to tell her that we both saw good stuff.
Yeah, it really is good stuff. We've got Karen in Kansas. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hi, how can we help today?
I was just wondering if there was a message from Spirit.
Okay, that's your channel,
Mary. I
think
I know Karen. So, Karen, do I know you?
Mary, yes, you do.
Okay. Didn't I see you 2 weeks ago?
Something like that.
Yeah. And then, so Barbara, this is a really sweet woman, and I was thinking of her. So
You have a nice message from Spirit for her because I'm being told she's getting a hug. Okay?
Aww. I'll give you the hug.
Hey, okay, really, I mean, and Karen, I was thinking of you just this morning. So I will turn it over to Barbara, but honestly, it's like I got to reach out and give you a hug. So I owe you one when I see you again.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I'm getting the feeling here that you're at a point in time where things are turning around, that you're reinventing yourself. And I hear from Spirit Realm, I hear a lot of cheering and clapping as though they are absolutely saying you're doing a great job, you're moving ahead well, all your efforts seem to be just absolutely perfect. There's a grandmother in spirit on your mother's side, who mm-hmm. is really absolutely just so, she is so encouraging of the changes that you've made and the progress that you've made that it's unbelievable. She thinks you're precious. She keeps saying you're precious. And she absolutely loves you to pieces. Now, you knew this grandmother, right?
Yes.
She keeps, it's really interesting. She keeps trying to put bows in my hair. Did she used to put bows in your hair?
She used to French braid my hair.
Okay, because I keep feeling her, you know, messing with my hair. And, you know, if she was any good, it would be fine. But all I'm getting is the messing around. It just feels like she can't quite manifest it enough to act. I wouldn't mind a French braid, but it feels like she can't. But she did get the hair pit. She also is talking about, you know, cooking and wanting you to eat right and wanting you to pay attention to how you're eating and things like that. Very important for you to take care of yourself. She's saying you don't take care of yourself enough. You really have to kind of put yourself first a little bit here so you can take care of other people. And she just says that you are her precious and that she loves you very much and that she would like very much, you know, to be able to sit and have coffee with you and talk with you, but that isn't going to happen anytime soon because you're going to be here for a very long time.
Okay.
She's also talking about making changes in your life. Have you decided to make changes lately?
I'm thinking about needing to, yeah. What changes
okay, well,
are you thinking?
All I'm seeing is the yellow brick road here. So I'm seeing the yellow brick road. I kind of want to dance with Dorothy here. What was your grandmother's name?
Helen.
Okay, so it wasn't Dorothy. That would have been too easy. So she's showing me a yellow brick road, which to me says that you're on your way to your destiny and you're doing an amazing job and you're dancing all the way.
Okay.
Mary?
Is there any message?
Go ahead.
No, it's okay because I see her all the time. So I will expect a good report when I see you next.
Okay. Does anybody know how much longer we're going to be waiting for the death in the family?
Oh, great. No.
Okay.
No, we don't see death.
Oh, it's an expected death, and actually we're all wishing it would happen sooner than later. We're hoping
I got that, but people go when it's their time in their time, and there's no way to know that. And when everything is done and in place, that's when they cross over. I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
We're just hoping it's before the holidays.
I there's no way I'd touch that. I don't know about Mary. Mary?
Well, let me see. If I say the number between 1 and 3, that's just a little game that is the only thought I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a 2-year-old grandson, and we're really hoping that it's his grandfather,
and he's got brain cancer. And we're really hoping he doesn't die around Christmas.
No, it's not. Okay, I don't think so. Okay? So, but, and that's all I'm going to say, because as Barbara says, it is not our place to know.
I wasn't expecting a date and time.
Yeah,
I know, honey. Either before or after the holidays, because I don't want it during the holidays is what I guess I'm saying.
The best. Just keep praying for the best for everybody, and then it'll come.
Okay.
Sweetie. Thank you.
We'll go dancing down the yellow brick road.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We know where it's at.
Okay. Thanks, Karen. Bye-bye. Unbelievable. When we go when it's our time, and it never is in, you know, it's never the right time to have a loved one pass over, but they pass over when it's right for them, and that's the important thing. I do want to mention, Jeannie asked me a question. I am doing Lizzie Starr's show on Tuesday and Thursday this week, and Jeannie and I have a show on Wednesday to do readings as well. So we're going to be here Tuesday. I'm going to be on the air Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, and Monday, of course, because we're here now. Okay, we've got Linda in California. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Laura. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. It's been a great
show
today.
You always are. You just had to get to California, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I was hoping you guys could do my most recent past life.
Most recent.
Well, I actually see you in a hotel being in charge of the scrubbing crew, so like the maids. And I can't tell the period, but I actually think it's in France, and I feel like you were the woman in charge of the cleaning crew. And it used to really drive everybody nuts because you refused to wear your uniform anything more than you had to, because you really were very tall, very slender, and had absolutely excellent legs. So you enjoyed being able to move and show them off.
Oh, how nice.
Okay. And I think in this life you haven't had that opportunity yet.
Yeah. Your most recent one, that puts me in the 1800s, as far as I can tell. And 1800s. I see you about 1822 in Europe. And it does feel as though you were I keep hearing the word in service. I believe that it's putting you in military service. And you were someone who it's interesting. You were not one of those people that were on the front line, and I believe we're talking around the World War I time frame. My recent history isn't as bad as my ancient history is. And it feels as though you were in special services, you were in foreign intrigue, you were in the secret service with the government, you were somebody who tried to decode messages and things like that. You spent the entire time during that time frame in a little room with a whole bunch of other people, working diligently at trying to break people's codes and things like that. You did very, very well, I might add. You were one of the top, I forget what they're called, but you broke codes. Anyhow, during that time frame, you served well. You were decorated after the war, though you didn't see actual combat duty. You did a great deal to help
provide information so that fewer people were actually killed. And you were quietly decorated. They really didn't want anybody to know who you were, what you did, or where they sent you. You spent the remainder of that lifetime in a very small cottage with a beautiful English garden, and you had a lot of cats, lots and lots of cats. You liked peace, you liked quiet. You had a wife, but you had no children. It was the animals that were your family. This lifetime, you liked to solve puzzles. You like to find answers to puzzles, and you like to, really, really understand what the secret is beneath the message, so to speak. So that's my closest I can come to a past life close to this life.
Okay? I like that.
Honey, mine was in 1914.
Oh, okay. So we were basically about 100 years apart, Mary.
Yes,
that would be about right.
Oh, sweet. Okay, thank you both so much.
Okay, you're very welcome. Take care now.
Bye, Linda.
Thank you. Bye, Mary.
I just absolutely love past lives.
You and me both.
Actually,
no, that's
at
my start. I couldn't see the future at all, but I could see the past lives on everybody I ever walked into, everybody I ever met. It was like, oh gosh, where am I? So.
Well, it's interesting because I find every now and then somebody brings forward an absolutely spectacular past life, and I just stand there and watch it unfold as though it were a movie, and they are phenomenal. And of late, one of the people that I've read in a past life had a wonderful past life concerning a bar and a bordello. So I'm gonna actually write some of these past lives down because they're just too sweet and too dear to not share. And so long as nobody knows who they are, it was a bordello where they only took ugly women because the pretty women could get work anywhere. And I just loved it.
That's a good one, Barbara.
It was a wonderful past life. So so anyhow, Mary, where are you going to be in the next little bit?
The next trip is back to Kansas. No serious work until December. So, I mean, I'm going to be working here, but nothing. Kansas is a serious work, okay? So,
okay.
That is not outright, but no serious travel until after the first of the year. So,
well, I next month you'll be back here around this same time frame for another Mary Monday, Mary Monday with Mary Peeler. Yay!
Yep.
And I will be. I really love
you guys this. So much. It's always such a pleasure. Thank you, Barbara. There's nobody like you. Way better.
Yeah. Or like you and. And, Jeannie, thank you, too, so much, because without your screening, we would probably be going all over the place here. But
I was telling her, too. So can't do this job without you, Jeannie. Thank you.
No, I'm going to double her salary.
Then I want a raise, too.
Oh, absolutely. I'll triple yours.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Well, you charge more than I do anyhow. But I will be talking.
You told me to.
I did, and you're worth every penny of it.
And so
every penny. But Mary, I can't thank you enough. You absolutely are always such a joy to work with, and I just love playing with you.
Me too, Barbara. Me too, and Jeannie. Thank you. I love reading your stuff on Facebook. So anyway, this was great. Thank you so much. And I have a wonderful husband who's making me dinner. Isn't that nice?
Yay for you.
Yeah.
I mean, not only does he chauffeur, but he makes you dinner. You can't beat that.
I know. Now, if he could only learn to make a pie, that was all he needs.
Well, he still has plenty of time to work at that. Mary, I'll be talking to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Thank you, everybody. It's been a fabulous show. I am so grateful that I am around to have exposure to such amazingly wonderful people. Have a great night, everybody. Bye-bye.